Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories.
December 7th, 2010 may stand out as one of the worst, no good, very bad days for progressives in a very long while. Julius Assange of WikiLeaks fame was arrested yesterday on what appear to be politically motivated charges. Barack Obama cut a deal with Republicans to continue billions of dollars of Bush-era tax cuts for billionaires. And as if that were not enough, Elizabeth Edwards, a fierce advocate for true health care reform and wife of presidential candidate John Edwards, succumbed to cancer. But perhaps the worst thing that happened yesterday was hardly mentioned in the news, a court ruling handed down by a federal judge to the ACLU. In it, the federal judge determined that the U.S. government can secretly kill any suspect it wants, anywhere it wants, anytime it wants, regardless of race, creed, or nationality. In this case, an American citizen, Anwar al-Awlaki, had been put on a secret hit list by the U.S. government. In a decision issued today, the judge emphasized that the case raises critically important questions, but went on to dismiss the case on procedural grounds, among other things noting that the case, quote, raised political questions not subject to court review, unquote. The ACLU argued that in a constitutional system of checks and balances, like ours, courts have a critical oversight role to play when the executive branch claims the authority, as both the Bush and Obama administration have done, to kill people far from any battlefield based on secret criteria. In rejecting that premise, the court has effectively granted the president the unreviewable authority to order the targeted killing of any American, anywhere, based on a unilateral determination that the person is a threat. According to the ACLU, quote, the government's targeted killing program amounts to the imposition of a death sentence against a mere suspect without charge, trial, or any other independent check against mistakes. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.